Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We have a guest. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yep. Hi, I'm Sarah. I live in Ryde on the Isle of Wight. My job is best described as a portfolio GP. So I'm part-time GP, and I look at health inequalities through various projects.
Wow. And you're going to be tackling a fantastic event, aren't you? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And in fact, actually, it's not just me. There's going to be 16 of us, all from the island, and we're all heading to the Arctic Circle in March to do a husky trail. So 260 kilometres by husky sledge, each of us with seven huskies to kind of control. We're going to be camping on the ice, we'll be ice fishing. So yeah, minus 30 at night, but we're all doing it in aid of Mountbatten Hospice, which is going to be scary but fantastic because it's for the hospice.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it must be great for the other 15 to know a doctor's there.
you might have
loads of jobs.
Yeah, I hope not.
Obviously not. Yeah. But yes, but that is a benefit that you wouldn't normally have, would you?
No, it isn't. But I hadn't actually told anyone I was a GP, so they're going to find out now.
Oh, sorry, you should have said that.
No, it's fine. But, you know, being a GP is, I guess, my role. And, you know, being a GP and seeing how important Mountbatten is to the community is part of why I've wanted to do it. Because it's just, an integral part of
it's the whole of the island, isn't it? It's the only place they've got on the island. And then someone from the mainland decided, we'll just cut your funds by 1.5 million to give it to someone else as the same one in the island. It costs an absolute arm and a leg to keep them going as it is. So, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Even Walk the White, they get loads of money for that.
It's crazy because people don't realise that actually the NHS only funds 30% of hospice budgets.
Yes.
And actually, when the NHS was created, it was from birth to death.
Yes.
And it's just ridiculous, I'm sorry, that so little is funded on hospice work. And I think people sometimes don't realise how amazing a hospice we have.
Yes.
I'm lucky to have friends that are consultants in a couple of other hospices. And they tell us what a role model Earl Mountbatten Hospice is for other hospices across the country.
It's just amazing.
It is just an awesome hospice that other places look to for examples. We've really got to support what is a nationally leading hospice. And as you said, to cut that money even less than what it should be having is just, as I said, ridiculous.
Yeah. Right, it is. Right, so you're... I'm just reading some of the... Right, your journey begins in Kiruna, Sweden, 200 kilometres north of the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
This is the gateway to the icy, stark beauty of Lapland.
Yeah.
So that would be a good... And you also, when you're finishing, you're going to the Ice Palace as well, aren't you?
Yes.
So that should be interesting as well.
I know. We'll be looking forward to that because it'll be our first shower of the week. So
So how long are you going to be out there for? Is it 2 weeks, 10 days or 2 weeks?
I think it's 8 days.
8 days.
In total.
Okay.
Should be.
And of course, all the stuff that you, when you get to your starting point, all your equipment and everything will be already there for you, won't it?
Yes. So they do provide us with trousers and snow boots and jackets and a few basic stuff, but we have to buy our base layers, the knife, fork and the bowl, your first aid kit and bits and pieces like that. But yeah, thankfully the outer layers are provided.
Yeah.
Which is probably the ones you need
more. The most important bits. So
absolutely, because the temperatures will be pretty grim. But I tell you what, it's just think of it. You're going in there, you know where you're going to go, and you're doing it for a cause. So every one of you, 16 from the island is fantastic, really.
Yeah, and I think that's so lovely about this trip is all of us are doing it for the same reason.
Yeah.
And all of us are from the the island. So I'm hoping that just helps pull us together when we're struggling, you know, in the last few days and we're tired. Mm-hmm. We know why we're doing it, and we're doing it for such an important and amazing cause.
Oh, it is. It's just absolutely fantastic. Mm. So well done to you and the rest of them for doing it, even coming up with the idea. But now, have you got a Facebook page?
Yes, so we've all got our own individual sponsorship sites, which are linked to the Earl Mountbatten Hospice.
Right.
There, so they're helping us sort of link up and everything like that. We don't think we have a Facebook page at the moment, but I will put that to our fundraising team to organise. So we're all sort of gradually getting together, doing WhatsApp groups and sort of linking up with our fundraising and stuff.
What type of training have you got to do? I don't know what type of training you'd have to do for that.
A lot of it's about hip stability and core strength, because you are on your feet and you're guiding and steering the husky sledge sort of with the hips and the movement. So same as you would for skiing, but you also have to have the strength to be able to push the sledge up hills, because the huskies can't always do slopes, so a lot of upper body strength to kind of push. So thankfully I have an 8-year-old nephew that likes being carried on my shoulders, so I have to say that's been very helpful over the last 12 months building up my arms. So thanks, William.
You're not going to take him, are you?
No. He's desperate to go.
I bet he is.
But no, I'm not smuggling him in my suitcase.
Oh, brilliant. It sounds amazing. I've seen photographs of the huskies and stuff like that, because it's on Mountbatten's website and stuff like that. But, oh, yes, I'd love to be going as well, because I love them. So, it's fantastic. Any questions, Matt?
Well, I just think it's a wonderful thing to be doing. And as you said, I mean, you talked about your training and making sure that you're fit and stuff. Have you had to sort of do any other sort of training or anything else to the lead up of it? Have you had to sort of, you know, what do any sort of running or you know, what you eat and stuff? Have you done any sort of other training to before you go, sort of thing, or been recommended to?
There's no specific recommendation. A lot of it is about improving your core strength and your hips. I mean, unfortunately, I had a hip flexor injury in May, so I've had to have a lot of physio to improve that area. But they do say it's get your core as strong as possible, get as much stamina, because it is 14-hour days on your feet, standing, you know, doing everything. And again, the upper body strength, so a lot of arm weights, a lot of lifting nephews, all of that stuff to kind of get strong to do the pushing up the hill. So
there's seven sleighs, and so they're going to be what, like two per sleigh?
Two per sleigh. One, we'll take it in turns with the steering. We each have seven huskies in front, so you can imagine at night when they're all together, that's not going to be quiet night. So seven sleighs.
Keep quiet while you're trying to sleep.
But they're
pretty good. They do settle down eventually. But as long as they've got their dinner, they're fine.
Yeah, that's the main thing. You've got to kind of feed them, look after them. So,
and you've got to take that with you. Obviously, the food's got to be taken with them.
Yeah.
Now, what about, can you take food as well, or have you got to do it yourself? So
they recommend taking some sort of protein bags and snack bags. Some of it, we may get the chance to do some sea fishing. And it's fires, so a lot of it will be boiling hot water and then pouring it into your sort of noodles and your other sort of basic snacks as well. So not fancy cooking.
No.
I hope that you like fish.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, that will be an experience if we do catch a fish and then cooking it. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah,
that does sound absolutely wonderful, and you know, fantastic experience. And good luck to all of you. And I think we're all very appreciative of what you're doing. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I think as an island, we love the hospice, and I think it just shows our passion and for it, and the need. And as I said, we need to raise as much money as possible for what is an amazing hospice that I know I couldn't do my job as a GP without the backup of the staff that work there.
Oh no, they're absolutely fantastic. The three of them did one. They did what was it, 90 kilometres around the island three times, like three marathons. And I asked them to come in, but obviously they're too busy. But yeah, one's a sister and one's the two nurses. But you can just tell, I mean, as I was talking to them, someone was coming out and obviously something had happened, like, but you could see it in the nurse's eyes, the tears were going down. It must be such a pressure because, I mean, you're looking after someone basically to die, whatever. Yeah. And it must be hard on them.
Mm. Oh, you know, I can't imagine. And I think of some of the patients, you don't forget your patients, that I've really struggled with managing, and just the care that they've had in taking over and supporting is just brilliant. And actually, one of my reasons for doing it is a big thank you for the during COVID times, because we forget that chemotherapy and radiotherapy was stopped. And I had so many patients that needlessly passed away because they had no treatment. And the input that the hospice gave to those patients when there was lockdown was just incredible. And so for me, this is also a thank you for 5 years ago, because their love, their dedication, and is second to none. And still doing it when we were isolating and around, and the support that they gave those patients, I won't forget. So yeah, I think they all deserve lots of flowers and chocolates and just everything. The biggest thank you we can give them.
Oh, absolutely.